Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ooh, peppermint rations. Mission Control sure knows how to spoil their personnel. This reminds me of those cooking shows we'd listen to during the holidays. Mom and I would try to follow along, but we mostly ended up with big piles of goop. Yummy goop, but still goop. I wonder if I could tune into one of those right about now. Oh, maybe I'd be able to talk to a chef. Come on, there's gotta be a cooking show on somewhere. And I've always wanted to ask a chef about the exact melting points of poultry.
Hey, for the ham glaze, are we supposed to add the sugar before or after the honey?
I mean, if we mix it together anyways, does it matter?
Obviously.
Oh, come on. It's all going in the same pot anyway, right?
Yeah, but there's gotta be more to it than that. I mean, there's a reason.
Oh, this is a really intense cooking show.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Plot twist. Oh, maybe it's a mystery ingredient. Hey, what's the mystery ingredient?
Okay, I definitely heard that.
Did you turn on the speaker?
No. Oh no, do you think one of the neighbors connected to the Bluetooth again?
How do we disconnect?
Oh, this isn't a cooking show, is it?
What? And also, who are you?
Don't answer, just disconnect.
Wait.
Yes?
Can I ask what you're making?
What?
You're making ham glaze, right? I want to see how it comes out. I just love home cooking so much, even if I'm not particularly good at making it myself.
What?
Sorry, but we don't even know who you are.
Oh, yeah, I probably should have started with that. Right, well, hi, I'm Joy, and I work on the International Space Station.
Do you really?
Yep. If you'd like some proof, wanna see a cool trick?
Okay.
Yay. Okay, step outside for a moment and take the radio with you, please. Now that I'm locked onto your frequency, I can triangulate your location. Okay, look up now.
Is that a meteor shower?
Kinda. It's actually a few larger bits of space debris. I had a few of the remote satellites do a bit of hydraulics to push all the chunks in your sector towards Earth with just enough velocity to visibly burn upon re-entry. Isn't that cool?
I don't think I caught all that.
Me either, but who cares? That was super rad.
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
Well, we definitely know you're legit now.
Right? Oh man, this is the coolest night of my life.
Sorry for doubting you. Wait, Joy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned something about a cooking show?
Oh, do you get TV up there?
No, well, I mean, yes, we do get TV up here. But I actually wanted to see if I could find a cooking show on the radio and maybe talk to a chef. It's a long story. Anyway, I think some wires got crossed in the transmitter, and now I'm talking to you guys. Sorry about that.
Are you kidding me? We're talking to a real astronaut. This is the opposite of intruding. This is awesome.
But why a cooking show?
This might sound a bit silly, but I'm actually a little homesick. My mom and I used to listen to cooking shows and try to follow along every Christmas. And then I heard you two, and I got excited because cooking shows make me think of my mom.
Oh, Joy.
I don't get too many chances to talk to her while I'm up here, so it was nice to hear something that reminded me of her.
We can still be a cooking show.
How do you mean?
Well, we are cooking things.
And if we can remind you of home for a while, we'd be more than happy to.
Really?
Heck yeah. Tonight, we'll be preparing the signature family ham glaze recipe for honey glazed ham with a side of green bean casserole.
Oh, is that what you two are working on?
It is. It's part of our big Christmas dinner.
Have you got anything good up there?
Nothing as good as what you're making. All I have are space rations. But the ones they packed for Christmas have little reindeer on them.
Well, hey, that's something, huh?
And all the ones for this week are flavored. Yesterday was gingerbread, the day before that was chocolate, and today's peppermint day.
Christmas space food. I want to try that someday.
Oh, I know a few places that could send you some. I'd have to shoot off a few emails, but they'd love to get them out to you. They have crates full of rations, and it is the season of giving, after all.
Oh, I get to eat real astronaut food. This is absolutely the greatest day of any day that's ever happened.
I believe you were in the middle of hosting a cooking show.
And in the kitchen, along with special guest astronaut Joy, we have an amateur chef, Noah, and his assistant, Claire.
Assistant?
Well, yeah. I actually know how to make the ham glaze.
I thought you didn't remember the order.
Yeah, but at least I remembered that there is an order.
But if you're mixing it all together, why would that even matter?
I don't know, but we gotta get it right.
Joy, you're a scientist. What's your expert opinion here? Does the order we put the ingredients in really matter?
It's gotta, right? There's gotta be a chemical reaction or something based on how you put the ingredients together or something.
Sorry, but I actually wouldn't know. Most of what I studied doesn't really translate to the culinary arts. Plus, I'm not really a good cook.
So I take it your mom did most of the cooking too?
Oh, no, we did it together. We were both terrible at it, and we always got takeout afterwards. It didn't matter that we melted the chicken or...
You can melt chicken?
Yep. But after we poured it down the sink, we'd get takeout and sit by the radio to hear how the recipe was supposed to turn out.
Aw, that's kind of like us and our mom.
We've never melted anything, though.
No, but Claire and I mostly did a few small things in order to help out, like wash the veggies and prep the oven and stuff.
Ma did all the real cooking.
Where is she now?
She's out at the holiday market.
We told her to treat herself and have a little fun, and we wanted to surprise her by making the Christmas dinner ourselves this year.
And it turns out, we're also not so good with the whole cooking thing.
Oh, that's why you two are arguing about getting the recipe right.
Exactly. Ma works so hard to take care of us, and we just wanted to return the favor.
That's why we have to do it right, so she knows she doesn't have to do so much, you know?
That's sweet of you two.
Yeah, but I think we might need to reevaluate our skills here.
Ah, that's the casserole!
Is it supposed to look charred?
It's not melted, is it?
It's just the edges. I'm sure once we scrape it off, it'll be fine.
Kids, I'm home.
Oh, no.
Noah, Claire, you wouldn't believe it. I saw the loveliest meteor shower while I was at the market. It's like it came out of nowhere.
That was me!
Oh, is this a new friend?
Yeah, they made the meteor shower happen.
Oh, did they now?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Joy Fulton, and I work on the International Space Station.
Oh my.
Right? They did something with the space trash, and then something happened with satellites or something, and then boom, shooting stars.
I think there was a little more to it than that, but yeah, they're legit.
Oh my goodness. Well, Mix Fulton, it's an honor to meet you.
You can just call me Joy. And it's nice to meet you, too.
To what do we owe the pleasure of your company?
It's kind of a funny story.
They wanted to listen to a cooking show and ended up connecting to our speaker.
A cooking show? I mean, don't get me wrong, we're happy to have you, but what made you think my children were a cooking show?
So, about the ham blaze, we actually had a question.
Also, I burned the casserole.
Casserole? Oh, Claire, dear, were you making my ultimate green bean casserole?
Well, tried to. We were also trying to make the glaze, but we got stuck.
I only burned the edges, if that helps.
Can I see the casserole for a moment? You know what? It's not too bad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The edges are a bit burnt, yes, but a bit of scraping and the rest is wonderful. Now, Noah, you said you were having an issue with the ham glaze?
Well, Claire and I didn't know if the order we added all the ingredients in really mattered.
Well, I don't think it truly matters, but I do always have a special order I mix everything in for good luck.
What's the order?
All in good time, dear. Joy, I hope you're eating well up there, too.
I have Christmas rations, and today's is peppermint.
Peppermint rations? I didn't know space food came in seasonal flavors.
Joy said they could get us some to try.
Really? Oh, Joy, that's so very kind of you. I must admit, I've never had a chance to try space food before. Sounds exciting.
Happy to give a little back. 'Tis the season. And I'm glad the dinner's coming together after all. Claire and Noah worked really hard to make Christmas a little easier for you, ma'am.
Oh, kids. I appreciate that. I really do. But Christmas is more than just stressful dinners. It's about all the time we get to spend together.
Aw, Ma.
Joy, dear, are you all alone up there?
Yep, it's just me up here.
Well, next year, you're more than welcome to join us for Christmas dinner. I'm sure peppermint rations are a lovely treat, but what you really need is a warm meal.
Aw, thank you.
Whoa. Christmas dinner with an astronaut.
Well, I really should be getting back to my work, but it was so lovely to meet you all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas Joy.
Merry Christmas, Joy.
They were such a sweet family. Oh, I hope they like the rations. Let me get started on those emails, and hopefully they'll get sent over there before Christmas Day. Then, once all my work is done, I should tell Mom about this during our next call. I have a ham glaze recipe to share.
This episode was written by Leslie Gideon and directed by Hannah Wright. The dialogue editor and sound designer was Nico Goldstein. Noah was played by Cole Burkhart. Claire was played by Kalila Marie. The mom was played by Danny Ellett. And Joy was played by Tal Minear.
Hi, it's Jennifer, a founder of Go Kid Go and a mom to two kids. Join my family on the story train with calm conductor Birdie each night as we travel through the magic rainbow tunnel to everywhere and anywhere to find the best bedtime stories. Search for Story Train on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.